Good evening again. Yeah, thank you. We are so glad to be here again this evening to share with you the Word of God. And I would like to say thank you to the pastor and your wife to give us time to share, to spend time with them and know them more and have good food with them. And I would like to say thank you to all the deacons and all the church members to having us here this weekend. And thank you for everything you've done for us. And that is a good memory for us. And I would like to tell you that one challenge I have and I'm dealing with is to stand up before the people and talk. And it's not an easy exercise for me. I say that because I do not believe that God has given to me to be a pastor, but He gave to me to serve Him in other ways. I believe that God has called me to be a godly leader and a Christian father, an example to children who have no parents in charge. It is a wonderful opportunity for me to influence the next generation for Christ. There are many orphans and street children in my country that are desperate need. Most people don't like them, and many people think that orphan children are cursed. It is my prayer that I can invest in their life of many of children in charge, that God will work in their life to choose to follow Him. Maybe some of them will become leaders in the church one day. Maybe some of them will become a pastor. Maybe some of them will be used of God to do great things. I have a few verses who talk about fatherless. And Psalm 68, verse 5 says, A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in His holy habitation. James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep Himself up on a spot from the world. And Psalm 10:14 says, you are the helper of the fatherless. Isaiah 1:17 says, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. In these couple of verses, we see that God is in control and God sees that fatherless and He will take care of them. So this is the burden that God has put specifically in my heart. I'm so happy that God sees the orphans and send people to help them. Just as God can use someone like me for His glory, He can use each of one of us for His glory, own glory, if we are willing to submit ourselves to Him. The Bible reminds me often that God uses people who are ready to be used. 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." If we are ready to submit ourselves to Christ, He will be use us for His glory. And the verse 20 say, in continuing verse 29 says, that no flesh should glory in His presence. 31 says, that according as it written, He has gloried, let Him glory in the Lord. I am glad that each time God asked me to step out in faith to help children in need or share what God has done in my life or tell someone that God loves them, He can give me the wisdom and the strength. And I know that everything I accomplish is because He helped me, not because of my own strength. It's not easy to function without God, but it's easy to do with God. So I stand up here today to share with you and tell you that God can use everyone here in this church for His glory. And sometimes we think that God is using only pastors, evangelists, to share the gospel or to become a missionary. But that is not true. God can use anybody everywhere here in this church for His glory if the person is committed to follow Him and be faithful to Him. Yeah. And in Matthew 28, 19 to 20 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded to you." How the world will know if we are not telling them that Christ died on the cross for them? And we have a command here to go and tell the world that Jesus Christ died on cross for them. And as we follow Christ, we are all responsible to telling people about Jesus and teaching them of Him. In missions, we desire to evangelize the lost and teach the new believer God's word in order to reach people all over the world. God used many different people with many different talents and gifts. In missions, it's necessary to have a pastor who can start new churches. It's necessary to have a builder who can help the pastors build the church building. And mission is necessary to have the men and women who witness to their neighbors at work. It's necessary to have a doctor who can treat suffering people and tell them about Christ and His coming. And it is necessary to have a laborers who can do practical work to serve the people or to serve the church. And it's necessary to have a family who love orphans and are willing to open your home to them. And it's necessary to have a teacher who can teach missionaries' kids or local kids. There are so many work we can do with our difference, with our different talent who God give us to serve Him. And I am just like you this evening, and God has asked me to do His work, not my work. And I do not know how long my life may be or not be, but I want to use the time that I have to serve him because he is worthy. He gave his life for me, and I want to offer him back my life to be used as he wants. And I will ask you if you would to open your Bible in the book of Romans 12, verse 1 to 8. Romans 12, verse 1 to 8. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having them then gift different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophecy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teach on teaching, or he that exhort on exhortation, he that given, let him do it with simplicity, he that truly with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerful. In that first paragraph of Romans 1, 12, we say that I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by mercy of God, that present your body as living sacrifice. So as a Christian and as a believer, we need to follow Christ step by step to prove our faith and do what God asks us to do. And this first step is being to be obedient to God, is to offer our life back to him to be used. And however he sees it, if you have been born again, your life is not your own. Offer yours to him with the talent and the life experience that he has given you, and see what he will do with you. We are all called to serve God with the gift that he gave us. He does not want us to think too highly to ourselves, but to depend on the Lord to help us serve him with the gift that he gives us. Each person is necessary and useful, just like it says here that each part of the body is useful, even though each part is different. In this passage, the writer is saying that what each part of the body is important, The body cannot work properly unless each part is doing his job. So we see that in this church, we have a pastors, we have a deacons, we have people who are cleaning the church, people who are making coffee on Sunday. So all that come together for his glory. And the same way in the body of Christ, each member is given a gift to serve with, and each member need to work together. For the church to be a healthy and grown, each member must be served with their gift that God gave him. So it's important to examine ourselves and ask a question: have you offered our gift back to God, or serve him back with the gift who he gave us? And maybe you have a gift to preach. Thank God for the gift, and use your gift and preach the word of God to others. In Chad, for example, many people don't know have access to good education and formal Bible training like here in North America. And many people don't have the Bible in their own languages yet. Here in the United States, so many people have advantage Bible training and could use this knowledge and skill to preach the word of God to people in far-off village that don't have the same access to the training like here. And if you have a gift to teach, use your gift and teach others the word of God, and teach them what the Bible says about truth and about the Christ coming back. We are living in the world today with so many wrong teaching. People don't know what is true because there are more false teachers today in our society, saying things that are contrary to scriptures. So use your gift and teach the truth to the others. I give back example to Chad. We need a Bible teachers. We need a school teachers. We need a people with good education to help those that don't have this same opportunity. If you have a gift to exhort, use your gift of exhortation to help and encourage others when they are needed. Maybe your gift is to have guests, then use your home and invite people and friends to come and have blessed time with them. Share the gospel with them if they are not believers. And open up your home to the new people. Try to make a friend with the people from another culture or another country, and encourage them in the Lord and tell them that God loves them. And if you have a gift to give, ask God to help you to know when and where you should give, and give cheerfully. We have so many resources that God has given us, and we need to freely offer them back to God to be used for his work, however he desires. And if you have a gift to lead, be a leader and be faithful. God has asked me to become a leader to the children who don't have any leader in their life. Could you use your free time to volunteer with troubled kids? Or could you open your home to foster children? Those are questions we need to ask ourselves. If we feel that we have that kind of gift, we can use here in this church or in our community as well. And if you have a gift to show mercy, then ask God to show you People would need to see and feel your care. If your gift is to help, then use that to help people here in this church, your neighbors, your friends, and your co-workers. You can call your brother and sister in Christ and ask them how they are doing, and tell them that you are praying for them. The call they receive, and just know that someone is praying for them, make a lot of difference, and especially if that person is passing through a hard time. And sometimes we are so busy that we don't have even take time to know how our brothers and sisters in Christ are doing. And we said that we are all in Christ, but we don't always take time to care about others in their sickness, in their home, or at the hospital. As we follow Christ, we need to work together to encourage and uplift each other to keep fighting the fight until Christ's coming. Christians need to let the world knowing the truth about Christ, death, and resurrection, and about his promise to come one day. Christians need to proclaim to the world that Jesus Christ is the only way to come to salvation and the only way to have eternal life. So the theme for this conference this year is that the world may know, and how the world will know without going out and tell them about Christ. So we need to go out and let the world know that Christ is coming. And the book of John 14, verse 6 says that Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God called each of us to different fields of service, but all for the same cause, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. This theme of your mission conference this year, that the world may know, the current world population is around about 8.1 billion. That means there are more billion of people that need to reach out for Christ. Maybe you will say you haven't received a call from God to go to a place like Africa to serve as missionary like I have, or somewhere else, that's okay. But you can serve God here in this church too, with the gift that God has given to you. The important thing is to offer your life for God, serving and willing to obey when he asks you to follow him. You can ask your pastor what you can do to serve here. You can clean the church for Sunday. You can help in nursery. Maybe they need someone to help there with the kids. You can visit the sickness. You can make a phone call. You can write to a missionary to encourage them, because sometimes it's not easy for them, but you can write a message or letter and send them that you are praying for them. You can pray. If you cannot figure out what is your gift, and then you can pray for all the different subjects in this church, all the different subjects, and you can pray about how else God might want you to use your gift to serve him. And if you still don't know what to do with your gift, see your pastor. He will help. He will be happy to help you to find a way how to minister here in this church as well. And the question this evening we have to ask is, are we are follow Christ or have we repent our sin and place our faith in finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary? And if you are a believer, are you submit to follow Christ and to serve Him? Are you using your gift, your time, and your possession to serve the Lord? Are you seeking opportunity to reach out the lost with your with the hope of the gospel? Sometimes we are so scared to step out and do what God asks us to do. Sometimes we come up with excuses about why we are not serving God in our church. We are reaching out to lost. I can tell you that God can use ordinary people like us to serve Him. He can use you too. All through the Bible, God used ordinary people to do His work and serve Him. God used Joseph to save His people from famine. God used a boy named David to defeat giant. God used a little slave girl to tell Naaman how to find God who could heal him from his leprosy. God used a little boy launched to feed thousands of people and show the glory of God. God used Moses, who said he was slow of speech and not eloquent, to lead millions of people out of Egypt. God can use each one of us with our different personality, with our different gifts, and in different way, if only we will be open to offering our life to Him to be used however He sees. And I will conclude tonight to ask you to pray for us, because we will need your prayer daily in our life. And we will need you to pray that God can give us strength and show us what is good to do and what is not to do. And we will be traveling and sharing our burden with different churches and individuals. And we need the others to come. There are more work to do. So if you feel that you can help, you can go and spread the gospel work, there are so many work to do. If you feel that God calling you to go one day in Chad, said yes and come, and there are work for you there too. And we need people to be partner, then we can be in full time in Chad for His glory. So again, thank you so much.